You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A few emails here. This guy said, good morning from Oregon. I've loved the show for a couple of years. Listening to the story about the newspaper reporter who found a bobcat in the bathroom. And you guys questioned if Oklahoma accents always sound like effeminate men.
That's right.
It's just a little southern twang to it. It's kind of a... Just a straight man, just a straight southern man.
I am as straight as an arrow.
I'm as straight as an arrow fired by Jesus.
He said, I got to tell you, I lived in Oklahoma for a couple of years. I can absolutely confirm that a huge percentage of seemingly straight men have very effeminate accents there. So, yes, you guys are correct. It's true. I had to let you know.
What a raw deal.
Yeah, you're in Oklahoma.
Yeah. I don't know why we just sound like this.
So much dust.
You think that would be a turnoff for the ladies there?
Well, they're just used to it.
That's what they've grown up with. That's what they consider a straight man.
I saw a whole family where the head of the family, the macho cowboy style guy.
He was like, what's
this? Yeah, he was like 6'3" and in jeans and stuff, and walked up there like, you know, some family, please come up. And he's like, ksh, ksh, ksh. Walked up. He's like, well, yeah. So, well, I tell you. And he had, but he was like, they had like two spots on a plane, but he had his daughter and his wife and himself. And he was like, well, take them and put them on the plane. Mm. They can fly home. I'll just be fine here. And I'm like, he's like, southern gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
But just the accent.
Very effeminate sounding.
So it's Oklahoma? That's the deal?
I guess.
Yeah.
Just in Oklahoma?
I think it's in other parts of the South, too.
Like,
where
it is, but like we watched that news story in Oklahoma, and they're like, we're going to go live to Bob right now. And he's like, I'm live down here.
That's right, I am.
At the knife shop or whatever, and it is just things as crazy.
And remember the UPS driver who they interviewed who rescued like an old guy?
Oh, that was Oklahoma?
I think that was, too. This was a couple of weeks ago. He rescued an old guy. He went to his back door. The guy didn't show up. And so he seemed like a hero. And then they talked to him. And he talked.
Is it like something that every once in a while, just you're like a southern accent? Like, it can happen anywhere. Like, Lisa's kind of asking. It's like, can you get that accent in South Carolina? Can you get that accent in, you know,
I don't know.
Mississippi. It's like, is it just like a roll? Because there's the other voice that you do where the guy's whistle. He whistles.
The whistle. Yes.
That's another one. Yeah, right. That is. So that's one you can get. And I think that's everywhere.
That is too. Yeah.
But the effeminate southern drawl.
That's right.
That's something we just going to be fishing, hunting, doing just
man stuff.
Never met anyone like that. I don't know.
No.
Listen, when I saw it, like, for real in front of me, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There he is.
It is. It's a thing. Mm. It's weird.
It's a very...
Well, Lindsey Graham has it.
He does.
He has it.
Yeah, I don't know what...
I've been mad.
I'm furious.
They're always furious.
I'm just very upset.
I looked up effeminate southern accent, but I don't know.
I guess we don't have anyone from Oklahoma listening that could confirm this.
No.
Oklahoma was where that lady with the hair was.
Yeah.
The lady with the hair.
Was that Kansas? Or?
No, you're right. It was Kansas.
Kansas.
Oh, that was Kansas. I think Kansas got the same thing going on. We just found here in Kansas.
I don't know.
I've never been to these states, and I don't know.
That's right. They're not on your wish list.
It's all old timey wagons and Walmarts.
Well, that guy lived there. I just wanted to confirm it is. It is something.
Breads,
and soups, and getting all fat
it's just,
and sassy.
Like, it's crazy because like the girl who was like the fat and sassy girl, you expect her to sound that way, but then the guys sound exactly the same as her. They're like soups and breads. And
I knew guys in Kentucky that talked just like that. I swore they were into dudes. Another one said the accent's very prominent in Georgia and the Carolinas.
So it is. It's just
everywhere. It's just like a roll of the southern accents that you might get. And what a nightmare.
I've been to South Carolina. I mean, it was really long time ago. But I don't remember that.
I got friends from South Carolina. They don't talk like that.
No. So Zach Galifianakis does a character that's his whole accent. He's from North Carolina.
A ton of people are saying there's this reality show, Chrisley Knows Best or something.
Yes.
And the dad on that, I just assumed the dad
was gay too. Yeah. Well, I always feel. I think he is, though.
You know what that means?
What?
All sodas.
Grayson, you're not drinking that soda.
Sorry.
You're not drinking.
Gotta watch who you're talking to.
Like a young version of Pamela Anderson.
Well, that's what I'm striving to be.
You can take that off because that's not going to happen.
Well, he's not. He doesn't really have that.
You know, no, it's not as bad. It's not as bad.
They do. They'll take an A word like bad and they'll add an extra syllable to it.
Yeah.
Bad. Really S-E-S.
It's long. We stretch.
They do. They got time.
Vowels. Ow. Stretch it.
Stretch. Yeah, stretch.
Vowels. Long. And lean. It'd be just a tough deal to be a straight dude with the gay boys.
You know, sure.
It would be a hard go for them. Yeah. I didn't feel bad for them. That's just the accent they were raised with.
That's just all I know.
Carter.
How I sound. Love women.
Too. Carter's in New Hampshire, but grew up in Tennessee and is joining us on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hi.
Hey, Beatus.
I grew up in Tennessee, and what used to not be a prevalent culture down there with the gay culture has grown significantly over the last 20 years or so, and it has kind of developed a more accepting and a more prevalent, I guess, that effeminate drawl that you guys are talking about, but it's still not as popularized as maybe it comes across.
Yeah, but like
we're talking straight dudes.
Yeah,
though.
But these guys are straight. They're cowboys and they ride horses.
Wives.
And they've got wives and girlfriends and they do stuff and they've shot things and killed it and skinned it. I pulled a butthole right out of the deer and I just mounted his head. I have a bearskin rug.
Yep. Heterosexual sex.
God and Jesus and all of the angels.
As you think.
I know, like, listen, I've never, in the very first time I've ever seen it in real life was just last week.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by it in an airport. So, I mean, I get it, but every once in a while, you'll see it on TV, and like, and Lindsey Graham has it. He does. If you
just put a feminine accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Frank's in Tampa now, but he's from Kansas, and he's joining us on the Dave and Chuck Lines. And Frank, you've heard this.
Frank!
Oh, yeah.
Frank,
oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
You're on the lines.
You're on the air.
Yeah. I'm normally from north central Kansas, so there's none of that stuff going on up there. I went to high school in Midland, Texas. And, yeah, you pick up a little bit down in Midland, Texas. But I tell you, when it comes to the girls there, if you don't have an accent, especially because I moved in, I didn't have one, it's more of a turnoff for them because it signifies you're not from there. I mean, I pity the poor kid from Jersey that moves to Oklahoma.
Of course.
He didn't know play at all.
From Jersey to Oklahoma. Yeah, there's no doubt.
You sound like a southern gay dude. Like the chicks
No. They don't want the gay dude. But, like, you know, we talked to my buddy Banshee, who's from Houston, Texas. That guy's from Texas, goddammit!
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I got 700 guns! Like, he's, like, that guy is from Texas, man. But you don't...
Women only want men from... That live in Texas only want men from Texas.
Apparently.
I don't know if you guys know, but Texas takes Texas pretty seriously.
Yes, they
want to break apart, right?
One of my buddies just got sent there for work, and he sent back a photo. He's staying at it's like a hotel, but kind of like a resorty. They have one of those lazy river things shaped as Texas.
Oh,
the lazy river is shaped like Texas. So when you look down out your window, you're like, oh yeah, look, there's Texas.
Mm.
He's like, man, they love Texas here.
Texas is scary.
Love to go to Austin, but it's just so hipster. I can't.
I mean, it's just right there in the thick of the rest of Texas. That's my only problem with Austin.
I'll tell you what, though. If they could cut Austin right out of their state, they would.
Just bring it
they
kind
don't
of
like, I don't sure know they don't if like you, it.
They hate Austin, Texas.
That's
with
the
a passion.
Only reasons I watch PBS for that, Austin City Limits.
I love Austin City Limits.
I do, too.
I saw Beck on there.
But outside of the city limits is the rest of Texas. And that is scary.
People are saying that there actually was a documentary called the Do I Sound Gay? About people who were born with the gay voice.
If I'm in a hotel and I call the front desk, they always say, we'll have that right up to you, ma'am.
Your voice can change, and I'm going to show you how right now.
This is me, David.
I'm a little mystified as to why I talk the way I talk.
Do you guys think I sound good?
When you say it like that, you do.
How and when did I learn to sound gay?
I learned in high school.
I'm used to hearing my voice now. When I would first hear it, I would be appalled.
Did you ever listen to yourself and think, God, I sound gay?
I have to say, if I told you no, I'd be lying.
They got some pretty big people.
Well,
yeah,
sure did. About sounding gay because we were persecuted for that when we were young.
When I was in third grade, people started making fun of the way I talked, and that's when the bullying started.
I felt so disconnected.
So these guys are actually gay that sound gay.
Some of them are, I guess,
right?
Here.
Some of them are not. Mm.
That was the guy from Project Runway.
Yeah, Tim Gunn or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, gay guys that sound gay, it kind of makes sense to me. And it's weird, but so I knew a guy that you would have thought, 1,000%, you would have thought this guy was straight. And so, One, you know, he was like training me to do my job. And then, we became kind of good friends. And he was like, hey, listen, I should tell you this. Someone's going to tell you before you know it. I'm a gay guy. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, yep. But then fast forward like 6 years. And the next time I talked to him, he was like, what's up? And I was like, dude, what's going on? It's like, oh, I just went free. I just live it how I want.
Oh, that's so great.
And I think that it's just because he was around it more, just like if Dave, like if we sent Dave to a super gay island for a vacation for 3 weeks, Dave would come back and he'd be like, oh, my God, I don't know why I'm talking like this, but I am. I picked it right up.
I'm a sponge.
Because just like going to Scotland and I would pick up a little bit of Scottish accent, they pick it up.
Do you imagine how much better that guy felt after that? He could just be himself.
Oh, yes. No. 100%.
Stop hearing that.
Yeah. 100%.
I think it's with anything, too. Like, it's a dialect you can pick up.
Oh, for sure.
And honestly, I do think that happens from time to time. He didn't have that. Mm-hmm. Accent. He didn't have like a slurry S or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He didn't. But now he does.
This guy said, I'm from South Florida, Fort Myers, to be specific, and all of us country boys have that accent. But both city and country girls go wild for it.
It's not just the accent that we're talking about. Like, it's a southern accent. This is southern accent.
Do the show and let us hear your accent.
Exactly. Do they think, like, when I do this voice, do they just think this is country cool?
He is just a country cool.
That is the coolest.
I just keep hearing the soups and breads lady.
Soups and breads.
I know it's the same
fat
voice.
And sassy.
But I'll tell you what.
Sassy.
You listen to Lindsey Graham or someone, it's exactly the same.
It is.
I'll do whatever Trump says. Whatever he wants, I will do it. He is right.
Brucey's from Boston.
Brucey.
How you doing out of Boston?
How are you fellas doing?
We're doing right, good.
You got a big old city there, Boston.
Boston. Yeah. So, Red Sox.
I work with a whole bunch of gentlemen from down like South Carolina. And they all got like that real southern gay voice.
That's right. It is.
That's just the home of stars and goddess.
Yeah, they make fun of me because they're like, oh, man, you know, you got that real northern pansy voice. I'm like, ah, fellas, I got some bad news for you.
So there we are. Listen,
guys. I sound like the bad guy from The Departed. I know I sound like the bad guy from The Departed, but you guys sound like Rainbow Confederate Coalition.
Exactly.
That's hilarious, fellas. I got some bad news for you.
Yeah.
You listen, think I guys. Sound like a chick or something, huh?
A bunch of gray hats who are trying to kiss each other.
Like, look, that might get some play down there, but you got to go on the ground up here. Go try something else.
That won't work.
Okay, so it's starting to make sense to me. I don't think Southern guys, when they hear it,
they
don't associate it as sounding gay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. It is. It's gayer than most gay.
That's true.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, we've been telling you for months now that we've been a little worried about the hygiene and safety of some of the food delivery services that are out there now.
Mm-hmm. We've seen too much.
Yeah, not so much the people who work for the actual restaurant. Like, their delivery people seem to have, you know,
they've got skin in the game. They'll lose their job, from that restaurant.
More accountability.
Yeah.
But those services that just simply pick up your food from any restaurant and deliver it to you, those are the ones that at times can be sketchy because you have no idea who that person is.
No.
Did they touch your food? Did they get in there? Did they eat some of it? We've seen videos of all of that stuff happening. Like, there was, remember the dude in India who was eating right out of people's dishes and sealing them back up and putting them in the bag, then delivering them?
He used
their
spoons and stuff.
The only thing that made me feel better about that was that's in India.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but there's been reports of it here, too, and Andy's food was delivered
by a baby,
basically.
A baby was holding it in its car seat.
Like, a whole family in a car delivered his food.
Baby feet.
I'm pretty sure my mashed potatoes wearing its little stupid baby hair.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use this. Still,
I mean,
it's getting more and more popular.
My kids use it, even though I've warned them against it, but it's when mom and dad are out for the night, they call up the lap and they order their chicken or whatever they want. But this next story is even more disturbing. I guess never tip less than a dollar for anything. If you want to be that cheap, you're better off not tipping at all. Here's what happens if you do, I guess. A woman in Tennessee ordered from a Mexican restaurant in the Knoxville area. She only tipped the delivery driver 89 cents in advance. So it was included when she paid for it.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Wow. That's her fault.
She added the tip when she paid online. The driver knew what the tip would be before he even dropped the food off. And it was close to a 30-minute drive round trip.
Oh, my. Jesus.
What a horrible person. She got what she deserved then.
So the driver.
We'll see.
The delivery driver, she wasn't happy about it. She happened to have her friend, a 31-year-old guy named Howard, in the car with her as she was doing deliveries that night. But to get even with the woman, she let her friend Howard dip his balls in the woman's salsa.
Oh, balls in the salsa?
Balls in the salsa is what happens when you tip 89 cents.
Yeah, you get some balsa.
I mean, you should know that.
Yeah. Last night, I swear to God, I had delivery from a place. It was like the actual restaurant was going to deliver it. And they did this, like, tip in advance thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it didn't come up for me to click, so it just said zero. So I was like, oh, God. And I called them, and I was like, hey, they're going to have, like, a tip spot there, right? Like, I'm not just stiffing the guy.
Yeah.
Please don't put your balls in my food. They're like, oh, yeah, I caught him right before.
No.
I was like, one more second, and a hair would have been in there.
Oh, God.
A ball hair.
Oh. They didn't tape this, though, did they?
It's on tape, and that's why it's making news. The tape, the video of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out for yourself.
That's how they make balsa.
Here's him doing it right here.
Chili lime balsa.
Can I listen to it?
Yeah.
For an almost 30-minute drive.
We'll start from the top.
This is what you get when you give an 89 cents tip for an almost 30 minute drive.
Feels good in my balls.
This is what you get.
So, yeah.
So were they charged or anything? Or
yes.
Well, they should be. Yeah.
Now, the problem is the woman didn't find out until she had already eaten all the salsa. The Mexican restaurant did give her a refund.
Thank you.
Thanks. The driver's video ended up on Facebook, and that's how police got involved. This guy who dipped his balls in a woman's salsa.
Oh, he's doomed, right?
3 to 15 years in prison.
Yep. You can't put your balls in stuff.
How did they connect all this?
So that's true.
How did they connect it back to this woman? How did that woman know?
This idiot put it up on Facebook.
I know that they put it on Facebook, but how did they connect it to
that particular delivery particular order?
As they said, 89 cents probably on the tip.
Like, how did the investigation, because you could just, somebody could just put a video up on Facebook and.
Right, I know, but obviously know her, so they saw the video, they know where she works.
Mm-hmm.
Someone got upset, called the place. They were easily able to figure out the half an hour. Yeah. Everyone got involved.
How do you deliver for a half hour? Like, so it was 15 minutes each way? You think there was a limit on where you would, the delivery places? Usually,
I feel like 15 minutes is within.
Sometimes it's not.
Most places, but.
Because I've tried on vacation or something.
Yeah, usually 15 minutes is almost far.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is far. Yeah. I think it is far, but.
Depending on the place, I guess. And if these services, though, were probably more likely to do it than the place's own delivery service.
Right.
Right? Because you're paying them a fee to deliver it.
Yeah.
So they probably just charge you a bigger fee if it's.
So this was one of those delivery services.
Yes, it was a contractor for a place called Dinner Delivered.
Here's the thing. So I'm one of these drivers and you stiff me and I'm going to do something terrible.
Don't film
Don't put it on Facebook.
You just don't put it on Facebook. You do it. I know you're doing it.
Because honestly, I mean, shouldn't do that, but don't tip 89 cents.
You can't tip 89 cents.
No, no one deserves to have balls dipped in their salsa. I will say that. No one does. Well, maybe the odd a-hole.
Yeah.
But you can't also tip 89 cents either.
But if you do it and you film it and then you go to jail for 3 years, I'm not upset.
No.
Like, you're dumb.
3 years is the, let's turn this off here because something else started. 3 years is the minimum. Mm. He could get 3 to 15 years for adulteration of food or liquids. It's a felony.
Yeah. I think he'll get the lowest sentence. I doubt he gets real jail time because he just dipped his balls in. If he would have put stuff in there.
That's different.
So she's not charged, the driver?
It says the driver is not identified.
Because
she didn't do anything, right? Her friend did it.
Yeah.
But she didn't do anything.
Yeah, but she did deliver it. She handed it to.
Yeah, she knew it was.
She knew
contaminated.
So, I don't know how they don't know who she is yet.
Well, they know who she is. They're just not identifying her.
Oh.
She hasn't been charged with anything.
She's also been accused of putting stuff in drinks, I believe, too. In one of the articles I read.
The same woman.
This is not her first time.
Unverified or something is what they said. Unverified insertion of poisonous. Substances in the beverages.
And that's a whole
Wait a minute. And this happened before? She still was delivering stuff, or they just put it all together now?
That part I didn't see. They were just going over some of the issues that they've had with this couple, I guess, or with this particular delivery driver.
Well, that's not cool.
No, it's absolutely horrible. Debbie had a comment.
So they might be waiting and to get her for more.
Yeah.
Debbie, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
My niece lives in the area, so part of the reason I think the longer delivery times is a lot of restaurants are kind of far from where everybody lives.
In Knoxville?
So I think that's, it's like in the outer Maryville area, so it's a little bit further. Like, my parents live in Greenback, which is near there, and it's a good 20 minutes to get to their house from anywhere.
So
I think that's why they do longer delivery times. You know, obviously around here, we're not going to get that kind of delivery times.
Yeah, but they're so spread out there that that's how it takes. All right, Debbie, thanks for clearing that up. Appreciate it.
I would assume there's a delivery charge.
Yeah, all these places have a charge, all right?
Yeah.
I just assume there's been balls and salsa a million times if you tip 89 cents. And just these people are just too stupid to not tape it and put it on Facebook.
voice changing technology. Anonymous with us. Hi, Anonymous.
I'm the voice changing technology.
Okay, all right. Hi, Anonymous. Go ahead.
Activated, Dave.
Thank you. Yep. Yep, you can speak now. Chuck's done.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Doc! Jesus! God.
You're on the air. Hello. Hello, hello. Right, stop hanging up on you. Done. You're safe.
Right up the beehole. Jesus.
Something wrong with the bunch of
oh,
the
my God. You're wrong.
Wasn't used to hearing his voice that way.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
You're live, hello?
Be this a boy changing technology?
Boy changing technology, please.
Yes, it's voice changing technology.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Come on.
Oh, well.
Figure
well,
it out.
It's I'm probably sure. something on our end.
Yeah.
We're making fun of him.
Yeah, probably. We just,
yeah.
No one can hear our voice changing anymore.
Someone said, what if she had a cash tip? Well, you don't leave 89 cents if you have a cash tip. You'd leave zero then on the prepay and then tip at the door.
But they are kind of right. You sometimes, it's funny, every once in a while I'll go to my brother's house and we go get pizza. And when I go get it, I pay with my card. And I always never think about it at the time that I just put it in. I put my card in, and then next thing you know, they're like, "All right, it's paid for." I'm like, "Oh crap!"
There was no tip.
I didn't tip you.
Do
and
you
then I'm
pick
like,
"It up or they deliver?"
I go
it?
And pick it up. I go and
well,
pick it up.
Is there a tip when you go to pick it
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I don't think about. I just
Why?
Don't think about
you
it.
Pick it up. No one's doing anything for you.
I agree.
You'd,
I don't
what
know.
What is that all about? I'm going to deliver it to you. That's you like a cheap.
I just tip everybody.
I tip everybody. Yeah.
Oh no, I don't. I don't go pick up pizza. I don't know, but I don't.
Anyway, it's you know, it's
like a carryout, I'll tip like
it's not
a dollar
lot.
Or two or whatever,
yeah.
usually if there's a spot for it.
Me too. Like I'm in there and it's like, you know, the high school kids, they could use some dough.
You
probably.
Know what it is? If there's a tip spot on whatever I'm signing, whether I'm picking up carryout or whatever,
yeah.
like I feel obligated to put something in there.
Well, it's funny because I guess like every time I do it happens all the time. I expect I'm going to get a sheet back and I can fill it out. And put a tip in and mm-hmm. then be like, hey, there you go. But they're like, no, you're done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, boy. And someone then I'm
I have no
trying
cash.
To find change.
Nobody carries money.
Someone said, I started driving for one of these food delivery services in my spare time for extra cash. You would not believe how many people don't tip. It's really about 50-50. It blows my mind. So about half the people he delivers to don't give him a tip. Because maybe they think, though, that that fee they have to pay goes to the driver. They're not correct. That fee goes to the company. The tip is for the driver.
I will say this, though. If I ordered something and and that fee was in my mind pretty high,
mm-hmm.
I am assuming it's going part of it's going to the driver.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
and it will affect what tip I would give you.
I just like if I'm basically living like a sultan when somebody brings me my food. So I'm like, I will give you.
You gotta, act like a sultan, right? When the food comes?
Yeah.
You have to be like, yes.
Thank you for the gifts. I give you a gift of my own. Take it. $8 for you.
For you.
Yeah.
Don had a comment. He's on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. We're talking about this
hey,
guy.
Hey, long time listener. I appreciate you guys, man. Every morning, get me to work happy. I appreciate it so much, man.
Thanks,
I listen
man.
To you
Thanks,
guys
man.
Every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. What's your comment?
Well, I actually had a question because my family and I do use that service. We just started using it. And actually, I just heard you guys talking about the not tipping beforehand issue. And that was actually my question. If anybody out there actually knows if it's better to not leave a tip and they maybe won't mess with your food because they're anticipating a good tip. And that way you can actually judge, you know, the service with, you know, how much you're going to give the tip if they got late or
no,
too early.
Dude, I
no,
know.
Your best
Listen,
bet is to just give a great tip right off
great
the bat.
Tip in advance.
And if you get bad service, then, oh, well, there's nothing you can do about it.
Never go
but
back.
I'd never take the risk of not tipping in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something
right
outside
I don't,
use,
I don't need
don't.
My 8-year-old, you know, my 8-year-old doesn't need to be eating somebody else's, you know, ball sweat.
Yeah,
so that's
no,
what I'm
right.
worried
no.
about.
No.
Nope.
You're paying,
yeah.
it's a ball sweat safety fee.
When I've used them, I think you tip after.
Really? Well, like the one.
Some of them.
Oh, when I order online a lot, they'll say, like, do you want to tip now?
And yeah, the online.
Every
thing.
Time, like I said, like last night, it came up zero, and I was like, oh, man. I frantically called them. I'm like, I'm going to get balls in. I'm going to get balls in my spaghetti or whatever. I'm going to get balls
yeah.
in.
like Uber Eats, it's like Uber, so you tip after.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I always
there's others that do.
The one Grubhub after.
The one my kids use does offer the tip when you order.
I want them to see that I am trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you.
It's like the homeless guy that said, hey, give me $5 and I'll make sure no one takes your car. Like, I realized at that point, like, this $5 is to protect my car.
Yeah.
Alex from Fort Myers. How you doing, Alex?
Doing good, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
I was a delivery driver for a good amount of years, and there was one time that this lady, she called in. She was made an order. It was like a $30-something order. She called in. She was like, hey, I forgot to leave a tip. I'll tip the driver when they get there. So we were expecting a decent tip, like roughly like $5. Nope, she tipped me 50 cents. And she only, well, I kind of got a little revenge on her. She only got $15 worth of food. I threw away the other half.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Take that.
Yeah.
50 cents.
I mean, that gets you fired.
It's a scumbag move.
So, a word of caution, just minimally $2.
That's always what I would assume.
At minimum $2.
Minimum, yeah. No. I would keep more than that.
Yeah, depending on how much you're ordering, right?
It all depends.
You know what I found, though, is this tip option comes up places now where it never should be. Like, I went and picked up my parents some stuff from a bakery, this bakery they like, and I go to use my credit card, and then there's a tip 10, 15, 20%.
I'm sorry, it's tip crazy.
All you did was hand the stuff from behind the counter. I should tip you 20% for that?
I don't like
guilt.
All that.
I do it out of guilt for some weird guilt in me.
I know that we've talked about it all before, but it is one of those things in life that I'll never really fully understand. Someone comes over and they fix a ceiling tile in your house, whatever. You pay them for a service. You're supposed to tip them?
No, we've talked about that. Yeah. I mean, I don't tip. I tip the typical where you're supposed to tip, but I don't tip every person in life. There's like a sandwich place I'll go to,
and you go through, and they make your sandwiches, and then they give them to you, and then you swipe your card or whatever, and then they're like the poor employees, usually like a high school kid, probably has no money or whatever, is like, now it's going to ask you a question. And he looks down, and it's the, do you want a tip? And I'm always like, yeah, a couple of bucks or whatever.
So I went to eat in New York recently, and I went to a restaurant, and they put the tip in the bill. They automatically, it was already included.
A lot of places do that.
Well, I don't run across. It's kind of, that was a new thing for me. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I'm like, what if I want to tip you more?
18% gratuity included, things like that.
Yeah,
it's not typical in restaurants right now, but that was one of the few.
No, like, it's rare, but I've seen it.
I always see it I always travel in a large
group. With 30 people, yeah.
So when there's eight or more.
This wasn't like that.
We just went on vacation in almost every place because there was eight or more people.
Yeah.
The tip was always in
there. Yeah, this was just like, anybody. You have two people and that's included. Yeah. But I was a little bothered by it because what if I like to tip more?
Right. I like the UK system, and it took me a minute to sort of get used to it, but because I was tipping everybody, and then I had a waitress came up to me and was like, hey, stop. I'm like, what do you mean stop? She's like, no one tips here. Like,
yeah.
You're given, we all make
it's
money.
It's just an American thing.
Yeah, they don't make money the same way that, like, they actually get a job.
Where they can live.
Where they live and have enough money to have a car and a house.
Yeah.
And they're a waitress.
Right.
They don't have to, like, show their boobs to make extra dough.
Yeah, so it's different.
It's different over there.
A guy faces 15 years in prison for dipping his balls in a customer's salsa. We're talking about the dangers of not tipping a delivery person. Amy's in Boston had this issue last night at a Celtics game.
Hi. I took my daughter to the Celtics game last night, which is crazy expensive. But so we get like two pretzels and a water. Mm-hmm. And I scan my card and this screen comes up. And of course, it costs like crazy, like $40-$50 or something.
I believe it.
Celtics,
you know, something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then it says like gratuity, like 12, 15, 18, 20. And I was like, what? And then, of course, luckily, I stared long enough at the screen in horror that there's a button that says like custom. So I hit custom and then put zero because I was like, when did this start? Like, when did this even start happening?
You know,
like, it's
more and
more
now. If it was a cup out,
Yeah.
I think it's business owners.
I would have put like a couple dollars in it for the kid, but
yeah.
Realizing just, they can scrape by.
So here's the thing. Yeah, so what Andy's happening. Basically saying is that a lot of times those employees don't even see that tip.
No. What I'm saying is
they don't make enough.
They can justify if they add tips on all this stuff. They can
then
justify
they can pay them less, pay
and then we have to pay their wages more.
At the Sonic in Ohio,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They lowered their wages and said they get wages plus tips now. Yeah, so they're lowering their wages.
Counting on their customers to pay their employees.
That's, right.
That's crappy.
Which is nuts.
But I will say this: certain stadiums, you're not allowed to tip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like,
that's
it
good.
Says you're not allowed to tip, which means they're paying them enough.
Right.
You know?
I like that.
Other ones, you realize, oh no, you have to tip this person because they're not paying them enough.
This came up on the show a few weeks ago, but they were talking about, should you tip your flight attendant?
Oh, God.
Now, but JetBlue has now said, yes, you are our flight attendants can now accept your tips.
Well, so I wonder if they...
Guess what airline I don't fly.
Well, yeah, but I wonder what's happened to them.
Right? Did they lower their wages?
Did they lower their wages and say, listen...
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have enough stress, you don't have to worry about who the hell you have to tip everywhere. Come on.
I know.
They charge enough for airline tickets.
Lisa,
like,
I swear to
people?
God, I'm worried about everything.
It's crazy.
I think about
you
it every
be
time.
About everything.
I worry about anything. I buy a pair of shoes. Should I tip the guy?
Come on.
I'm telling
crazy.
You.
Crazy.
Food stuff I do if there's like, if I'm picking up a carryout, like I'll give him a couple bucks for putting it together nice or whatever is how I think.
Lee's with us from Fort Myers. You had a comment on this tipping thing, Lee.
Yes, I'm a mover for a living, and I was wondering, do you guys feel you should tip your mover after your move is all said and done?
I know that's in that wheelhouse where I would feel like I should tip them.
How much am I paying you?
Especially if you don't break my stuff.
About $18 an hour.
Okay, then, that's a pretty decent wage.
Yeah.
No, it is a decent wage, but I'll tell you, they're doing something that I absolutely hate. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, if I had to move all my crap, I feel like, okay, you guys busted your butt. I've got a ton of stuff. I'm not afraid to give them extra money, okay? But at the same time, I've done things where I've paid someone for a service, and I'm like, wow, that's quite a bit of money. And then I'm like, no, you're not getting... You got your tip, dude. That's enough money for what you did.
So do you get paid at the end, or do people pay you in advance?
Usually, sometimes it's in advance, and
if they
sometimes
don't,
it's at the end.
And if they don't tip you, does their stuff get handled the right way?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, I know a couple of guys that'll, you know, break a couch leg or smash a glass for a piece, or they'll get a little upset.
Yeah, so it's your safety tip is what you're doing.
That's
right?
Really it.
You're
well, that pisses
your...
me off because it's like, you ever look into a moving company? Like, that's mm-hmm. You're spending a lot
that's
of money
a
to get
money.
A bunch of big dudes to move your stuff for you.
But boy, they're so strong.
Yeah.
So much stronger than me.
They're way stronger than me. But I've paid them for that already.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You know
it's part
I mean?
Of the service. That's what you're paying for.
In those instances,
included.
I don't think a tip's necessary.
No.
I'm just saying it's in that weird, I have this weird gray zone.
I do for
of
those
not
things.
Understanding
I so
when I should and
food,
when I shouldn't.
When I go pick up food, I don't feel like I have to tip. Or when someone just hands me stuff across the counter, I don't think I need to tip for that. But I'm with you. If someone is delivering something to my house, like furniture or a washer and dryer,
or that kind of thing,
movers, I would probably tip too. Just
furniture
because,
delivers, I've tipped. I think you know they put something they do, you know put it in and set it up.
Yeah, I'm different on that front. Mine's all food,
bit.
And maybe it's just because of the ball.
No, and that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
or
I'm with
like
you
they're
going to
remember me next time, and they're like, "Oh, this is the guy that didn't put anything on the line."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Get your balls ready, everybody.
I got a batch ready.
Yeah.
I always tip like the typical stuff: hairstylist, stuff like that.
Oh, in hotels, if I'm staying there
hotels,
a couple of days,
I leave a tip. But here's the thing:
I don't want my toothbrush up anyone's beehole.
So, hairstylist—that's one of those ones where, like, to me, I'm like, man, that's insane.
They make a lot of money.
Because they make a lot of money, especially
depending
off
on
of
where
girls.
You go, yeah.
Especially off of women, there are dudes that are making like $200 a haircut, and then the girl tips them $60 or something, and it's like.
I'm
they
basically
don't make all of that
Jim Carrey
money.
And Dumb and Dumber when he's like, here you go, here you go,
mm-hmm.
here you go. Like, you know, when he's giving away all that money, just tipping everybody.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know.
It's probably dumb of me, but.
We're all different, and each of us have our own boundaries of what you should and should not tip for. Sarah had a comment on this, too. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
What do you think?
So I just wanted to go back. You were talking about how, I heard you say how some restaurants put the gratuity on the tip.
Yeah.
But in Massachusetts, you can put the gratuity on the tip, but it doesn't automatically go through. So it's super awkward because at my restaurant, we only do it if it's six or more people. And then you have to go over there and say, hey, I put the gratuity on the tip.
On the bill.
But yeah. When you go to sign, you have to write it in again.
Oh, wow. I see. Okay. So they can include it, but you have to make it official by writing it in.
Okay.
They just suggest the amount.
Yeah.
Is what she was
it's not doing. Like that in Michigan.
The places that I just went to that had the gratuity added, there was still a tip line there. So you could add more.
And I believe
that wasn't like where I went.
Listen, and I'm telling you, I think it's like that because every once in a while people don't realize and they don't see the little thing that says 18% gratuity and it's listed and then, oh, my bill's $70 and then they tip on the 70.
Because a couple of the waiters are like, just so you know, and they'll point it because
gratuity is
already included. But then there was a guy who didn't.
Yeah.
And I went to pay and I'm like, wait a second, that seems high. And I looked at it. He didn't mention it, but it was included.
Oh, there's no question in my life. I have given 40% to somebody.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Because
you didn't realize.
Because I doubled it up.
Yeah.
No. Great day for them.
Yeah.
Matt from Tampa. What do you think?
40%.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love you guys. Very, very funny.
Thank you so much.
Wanted to just add that something else that I think is just as prevalent now as tipping is valet parking.
That
was a leap, but now you go to a sports bar and you can see your car. It's 15 feet from the entrance, but valet set up to park your car for you.
Yeah. I was like, no, okay. I'll park it myself. I hate that.
I hate that too. Because here's my dilemma, Matt. Do I have to tip the guy who's dropping it off and the guy who brings it to me?
It's usually the same guy where I've. When I don't know.
Yeah, I think that is part of the dilemma because I think there is that obligation to tip somebody that valet parks your car.
I would say
that I get. Yeah, for me the problem is that valet parking used to be something that was a lot more exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it's only a matter of time before we go to McDonald's and they have valet.
I don't like valet parking.
I don't want anyone in my car driving my car.
I don't want it.
Be like, sorry. Park it in your lot.
There's
I'll take care of it.
I've been to lately where that's all they offer, though. Like their whole parking lot, if you have to go through the valet in order to park there.
Yeah. Downtown Detroit's like that. There's a few places where you have to.
Yeah, I'm not going to a place like that. It's not
fancy either.
No,
it's just you
know.
Because they want your car to be safe and they want it in a secure lot.
It.
And they want to put as many cars in as they can.
Right. I get it. I just made like my kids, they had to like get dressed up in what looked like, Southern South Pole stuff. Cause I was like, I'm sorry, but I am parking over there where I don't have to valet to go to this dumb, stupid place.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, I'll walk, man.
Yeah, I'd rather walk.
I don't want you to see my car. I don't want you to drive in my car.
Yeah, my car's too gross for anybody. I'm not going
to. Yeah, and I don't want to wait to get my car either. I want to just go and get in my car at the end of the night. So if I can avoid it, I avoid it, too. But I have had that dilemma when I had to valet. Like, do I pay this guy who's going to drive my car that's dropping it off?
I always pay at the end.
To be honest, I usually am a pay at the end.
Yeah. Right. But then I'm thinking with the guy who's taking it now, he's like,
dude. Yeah.
The guy who gives it to me at the end, I see him get my car.
Yeah. I just remember me and Lisa would have to do this one like bar gig. And
they made you do it.
They forced you to do it, and then we weren't making a ton of jack. And then I've got to tip this guy every time. Well, there goes half my cash.
Yeah.
Why did I even come here tonight?
Yeah. Right.
To try and make money, making $4 an hour.
Yeah, it sucks.
There's no set guidelines on it, and that's like the lines are jammed. Everyone's confused about what they should and should not do. But at the end of the day, especially if you're getting food delivered. You got to give a couple of bucks because there's pissed off people out there that are not making a ton of money that could do something to your food. It's just not worth taking the risk.
Well, and even when we talk to a guy who's like, I would never do anything. They're like, but I mean, I got a couple of buddies who will break your glass table or snap. You know what I mean? Like they know the people that are doing it. They know that there are people that work with them that do shady stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Nothing like going to a buffet for dinner and seeing a joust break out, but that's exactly what happened. A woman named Chiquita Jenkins was at a buffet restaurant in Huntsville, Alabama last Friday night, and she was waiting for them to bring out more of the most important item on that buffet, crab legs.
The crab legs.
Well, an old guy named John Chapman was also waiting for the crab legs. And when the staff brought out the crab legs after over 10 minutes.
That's a long time.
John and Chiquita got into a huge fight over who cut in line. And that turned into a sword fight when they started fencing with tongs from the buffet.
At least it was tongs. Yeah. At least it was tongs.
And then they started breaking plates. The whole thing happened as an off-duty cop happened to be eating there. He broke up the fight, and he speaks to WHNT News about this whole thing here. Let's take a listen. Hold on one second while I do this here. This is WHNT.
Gerald Johnson. Right, apparently, again, some I sat down and literally maybe took two bites out of my plate. For Officer Gerald Johnson, apparently some Friday evening peace and quiet was too much to ask. There's a woman who's beating a man. Plates are shattering everywhere. No sooner had he dished up a plate to the buffet off the parkway, Johnson says a fight was happening in the food line. It's not something you typically hear, because if you can imagine a fencing match.
The sound that Officer Johnson was hearing was tongs clashing. The Meteor Buffet diners were eagerly awaiting the next tray of crab legs coming out of the kitchen.
Everyone was saying that they cut me in line. She cut me in line. He cut me in line. I was here first.
Police arrested John Chapman and Chiquita Jenkins, who was eating at the buffet with her kids.
They had been waiting there for the crab legs for a good 10 plus minutes, maybe 15. So when they finally came out, it's very heated, especially if someone's taken more than their fair share.
Officer Johnson says once he separated the two, Chapman and Jenkins admitted their tempers got away from them. Chapman is looking at a disorderly conduct charge. Jenkins is facing third-degree assault. Both people could end up paying a few $100 in fines, which is well above the $10.58 a plate charge at Meteor Buffet. In Huntsville,
$10.58 a plate for all you can eat crab legs?
Dave, did you see the Meteor Buffet?
Oh, I know.
Did you see them? What sick crabs are they fishing out of? The-
right,
$10.58 is a little overpriced.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. They're getting ripped off.
$5.99.
Oh,
yikes!
They bring out four crab legs every 15 minutes.
Can I tell you though? All right, so I am not a fan of buffets at all, and I've said that. But unfortunately, yeah. I did have to go to one last week with my kids. They really wanted to go to this buffet, Aiden, especially because of crab legs. Okay. He's a huge seafood guy, right? Yeah. And I thought, well, you know what? It's probably cheaper. And it was a nice, clean place.
Yeah.
Cheaper to go here than take him out and get him, you know, a crab leg dinner or whatever. So we go. But at the end, there's a dessert buffet. And I told you guys, so I had never had a white chocolate macadamia nut cookie.
Right.
They made them fresh here. Mm-hmm. And so there was like a huge tray. When I got up there, there was none left. But the guy said, hold on. He's just bringing some more from the back. So I'm with my kid. We're waiting for these cookies. There's a woman who's right in front of us. The tray comes out. There had to be 40 cookies on it.
Yeah.
She took every single cookie.
How's that allowed? You can't take every single cookie.
They didn't stop her.
Listen, if you're at a place and it's all you... Listen, if you're at a place and it's all you can eat...
That's BS.
Number one...
I want to say the real world word.
Number one, people don't tip.
What?
I will say they don't tip at anything like that, a lot of them. And every once in a while, something good will come out. And they'll take the whole stack of it.
But one person?
What? I saw a person take a whole thing of donuts.
I was like, hey, thanks a lot.
You said something?
I said, thanks a lot, because I'm waiting there with my kids.
You mind your goddamn business.
She gave me the dirty look, but here's what she did. So I watched her. I followed her with my eyes all the way. She kept turning around and looking at me. I watched her walk all the way to the table. Exactly, Andy. Her and her family left that restaurant 2 minutes later.
Yeah. They took all the cookies
They took all the cookies. She had a giant over-the-shoulder bag on. No. Yeah. She shoved all the cookies in there, and they left.
Yeah.
What a scam. Yeah. There has to be rules. There has to be buffet rules.
This has been going on a buffet since the beginning of them, I think.
It's true, too.
And
people
are terrible.
Yeah, people are awful. They're awful.
Sometimes people want to eat pocket cookies, like me.
Yeah.
Some people have
That's
no shame.
Fine, but like, just like leave some for
lady,
some other people.
You have no shame, like what people are thinking about you or what
I got to impress.
I guess not, right?
Should have got there before she did.
It makes me so angry.
I guess take her out at the knees next
time. I'm with you. But it's, you know, I remember going to like, real cheap pizza place buffets, and like certain kind of pizza would come out. There'd be the one guy that grabbed the whole pie and take it. And you're like, come on, man.
I could never do that. Even if there's like two left, I feel I would never take, you know, the last two of anything. I feel bad.
Because you're a decent person. A lot of people are.
So you didn't get a cookie?
No, the worker, like, it's so funny. The worker turned around, was tending to something else. He turned back. He was like, he did like, zoink.
Yeah.
I'm like, that lady took all of them.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, hold on, I'll get some more. So we went back and
we got more.
And he apologized. He's like, again, I'm so sorry about that. There's really nothing we can do.
No, but you know, like, especially if you go to like, if you are at a resort or something like that and it's all inclusive and, you know, people just, they're like, well, I paid for it. So I can take anything I want. So they may come out like in the morning and it's like, oh, okay, there's donuts. They bring out a thing of donuts. Maybe there's 24 donuts.
And I heard of people run towards it and just.
I've seen a whole person, like one person takes 12, and then
donuts.
The next person takes 12. And it's like, okay. All right.
Nuts.
And I get it. You paid for it. I do. I get it.
If some people feel like they have to get their money's worth from an all.
That's what it is. Yeah. I really do think that's what it is.
Buffet's all about the deal.
Yeah,
but have some common decency. Yeah. There's a little kid waiting for a cookie, for God's sakes, you big, ugly, nasty bitch.
Right. Yeah.
I bet she was big and ugly.
Oh,
and nasty.
She was.
Yeah.
Right in front of us, just got, and she even turned around once to look at us as she kept piling those cookies in her big sausage finger hands.
Oh, I would have been like, you fat bitch.
Oh, that would have been something.
I'd have been tong fighting too.
Tong fighting. Get your tongs,
I'm
lady.
Serious, man. Like, this is a story Dave's telling me. I'm with Lisa where it's like, I don't know if I can keep listening to it because going to a real bad place. And what I'd say to this horrible, horrible walrus of a woman.
I had there was a thing. It was like a communal ice cream thing, and my kids. It's like all they would eat was this communal ice cream. And I'm trying to dole out some ice cream for them, and someone just like it's one person at a time. That's how some person just like. While I'm doing it, reach their hand down in there with their own spoon.
Oh, God.
And was like grabbing it. I was like, hey.
People are animals, dude.
No, they are. And that's why I don't go to buffets.
Yeah.
But they were worried, right? They're worried I might take the last little bit of the whatever flavor ice cream it was. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna. But
gross.
This macadamia Melanie, she's like, I think I'm extra sensitive to it because it's like in Ohio. I think every chick's like that.
Oh, <really? laughs>
Like if you go to a buffet,
they're taking
macadamia
a bag.
Melanie is everywhere.
See, because I'm the opposite. As a bigger guy,
I'm so
super sensitive about it. Right? Too. I don't want anyone to think that I'm taking all the stuff from the buffet.
I don't want anybody making jokes about me when I go there. I'm like, just getting one tomato, everybody, because I'm trying to be different.
Yeah. Well, because every once in a while, you'll see someone walk out of a place like that. They've got four plates in their arm.
Dude, it's crazy. And then the people that take it home, like I said, I'm just filling with rage what I would have said to that woman if I watched a big fat chick take all the cookies.
Yeah.
Alan from Fort Myers said,
if you wanted a cookie.
Said, I was at a buffet. I saw a woman stuffing fried chicken right into her purse from the buffet.
You'll have that.
And someone else said, I'm guilty of this. I stayed at an all-inclusive. They had a French bakery that opened at 5 a.m. I was the first one in the door. I took all their ham and cheese croissants. I just wanted snacks for the plane ride home. They were delicious.
So there's no limits on what you can get at one time?
Nope. Right. No.
Because what do you say, really? What can you say?
It is all you can eat. It's right there in the title.
Yeah.
And there's just, they assume that the majority of people will have morals and values and not, you know, be a-holes.
Right. Like, then there'll be some people like that. Go eat a couple. You want more? Just go eat a couple. Come back. Eat a couple more. Go back again. Eat a couple more. But someone just decides, I'm going to take 24 of something. And then they might throw 12 of them out.
Yeah. That doesn't sound relaxing, going to an all-inclusive.
Can I tell you? It's not.
Yeah, no, I know. I've never been, but it sounds like you have to fight for your food. Like,
no, it's not like that all the time.
It's not that bad. Okay. No,
you encounter a few.
There's just the odd a-hole, like this woman I encountered.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Self-respect.
If I was on a ship and somebody did that to me, I'm holding you over the sea afterwards, and I'm like, you did this, bud. I hope it was worth swimming with the sharks.
Remember, I told you I'd kill you last.
By the way, my first
I lied.
First ever white chocolate macadamia nut cookie. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah.
No, I told you those were good.
I know. And you were right.
Longer you have to wait for it, too, the better it tastes.
Just a big, fat, awful bitch taking all those.
All of them. Just a big old bag full of. God knows what else she had in there.
Take her out by the knees.
She had a million crab legs in there, too, right?
Oh, I bet.
I would have loved it if she looked at Dave as he was like complaining and just takes a bite of the cookie.
Oh, man.
Spits it on the floor.
She would never spit.
Your cookie.
She never spits anything out of that mouth.
No.
Trust me. She swallows everything. 1,000,000%.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.